Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
The next question we have put before us tonight is, how did the Jews have a veil upon their heart? And is it possible for Christians to be guilty of this same sin today? The Jews had an incorrect concept in regard to what the Messiah was to accomplish while He was here. Incidentally, this question comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 14. As we think in regard to the Jews, most of the Jews envisioned their Messiah as some sort of a political ruler who would overthrow the Roman Empire and establish a physical earthly kingdom and reign forever. In this, they were looking for a king to slay the enemy and then to lift them up high, to exalt them as a nation, as an empire, as what we see them from time to time in and through the New Testament Scripture. We need to understand that people from all times have misunderstood in regard to Christ. We have that today in our age. The Jews, particularly in the context of the New Testament Scripture, also misunderstood the coming of the Messiah and the purpose for which He was coming. Take into consideration in the book of Luke chapter 24 and verse 21, when Jesus is on the road to Emmaus after the resurrection, He's speaking unto these individuals, these two disciples, and they are inquisitive in regard to the Messiah and the resurrection. And Jesus inquires of them, "What is it that you are speaking of?" And they say, "You must be totally out of the loop." And that's paraphrased. You're the only one who really and truly doesn't know what's going on concerning what the prophets have said concerning the Messiah. And Jesus then identifies unto them that He is the Messiah, but they had hopes that the Messiah would come and that He would restore or redeem Israel. Most certainly He came to redeem Israel, but they were not looking for a spiritual redeemer, but a physical redeemer who would again establish a physical and earthly kingdom. Also, the apostles failed to understand His kingdom. Remember in the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 6, the day leading up to the events of Pentecost. And as we consider the context here, what is it that the apostles said concerning Christ and His kingdom? If you note verse 6, they say, "Will you at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?" Not establish, but will you at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? What were they thinking of? A physical earthly kingdom. And therefore they missed Christ in regard to the things that had been stated. Christ became a stumbling block unto all of the Jews. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 23. So much so that the Apostle Paul refers to them as being lost over in Romans chapter 10 and verse 1. He says, "My heart's desire for Israel is that they might be saved." In consideration of all this, the way that they had the veil upon their heart is that they were looking for something that God never promised. And when the truth came staring them in the face, and whenever they were standing present even before Christ and hearing the truth proclaimed, their heart would not allow them to see Him nor to believe in the things that He had to say. What would be a lesson and a way that this would be applied to you and me today? Our hearts must always be open to the truth. And you say, "Kevin, what do you mean by that?" Our traditions and our opinions cannot, they will not ever save us. If there are things that are matters of doctrine, by all means, we need to hold true to matters that the Bible presents as doctrinal issues. But yet at the same time, there are things that we might do traditionally, or there are opinions that we might hold to that we cannot, we must not bind as matters of doctrine, matters of salvation. And if we do, and in that we reject the truth on certain issues, then we too would be guilty of having a veil upon our heart.